Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, part two of my conversation with Curtis Brogue, Career Exploration Coordinator and Enhanced Learning Program Coordinator at Mid Prairie High School, about their coming edition of eSports at Mid Prairie. Curtis, let's first offer a refresher as to what eSports is.
Well, I think the biggest difference is it's not video games in sense where you're playing one-to-one. It's actually a cooperative activity. It is online, and you do compete against people from maybe just down the road or across the country or in another country. It does involve teamwork. There's new games all the time. There's different positions or roles you play in those games. It usually involves between two and five participants per team.
I understand that most of the eSports players, if not all, at Mid Prairie at this point are male students. Are you out there recruiting female students, or do you know anything as far as eSports nationally, if there's a trend that girls like to get involved as well?
You are correct. They're all male students. We would love to have some female students. We do know that some do game. I won't quote the national statistics. I think they probably do point to that more males are involved in sports, but you know, we're hoping to, that's something that we need to solve, and we're hoping to get some females to participate. It is one of those activities where there's no separate league for males or females, and in addition, right now it is only at the high school level, and that was a decision by the Iowa High School eSports Association, but that does not mean that younger students can't play, and a lot of times they might be as good, if not better, than the older students. So this is a strategic game. Some people like to say it's kind of like chess on steroids. So we're hoping to find, that is something that quite honestly is a goal of mine, and we will continue to work on that. I will tell you that when we had the incoming freshmen come over for open house, I could not get a single female student to express interest. So that's something I need to solve.
Well, Curtis, as we wrap up here, and a lot of interesting information, and I guess you've opened my eyes. One of the things you said at the outset was it's not just playing video games. And I guess as we recap, you know, because there's a lot of teamwork involved, just like a regular sports team, because you talked about building the computers and seeing which student has maybe stronger skills at certain areas of gaming opposed to others. And like I say, it kind of compares to just a regular athletic team in terms of the team building that goes on.
Yeah, and I think the other thing to point out is these machines aren't cheap, and so while there are some students that are playing sports from home, you know, having it here at the school will really open up the opportunity for a lot of students that would not have that opportunity to get involved in eSports, and I'm really hoping that it will also increase their interest in technology, and they'll do the more boring things like crunch data and design things and get more involved and figure out the love for the computers, because we know there's a lot of occupations out there that will gladly take them if they have the tech skills. And I'm pretty excited about the ability to adapt to computers as we see fit. They will be used by the art department, the industrial tech department. They're going to be used quite a bit here. And it's pretty cool that the students, I'll be honest with you, the students know more than I do about these things. And so it definitely is student-led, and we've had some awesome student leaders, and it wouldn't have happened without them. So pretty cool story.
All right. Well, it sounds like you're super excited about getting up and rolling as an official program there at Mid Prairie, and we appreciate the information. Lots of great stuff there, Curtis. We appreciate your time, and maybe we'll touch base next spring when things are kind of full throttle for you.
Anytime. I want to point out that we did tie for the state championship in League of Legends last year, so it was kind of cut short, but we did well, and we have a lot coming back. So maybe that's something we could talk about in the future. Maybe we'll have a state champion here.
All right. Sounds great. Curtis, we appreciate your time, and thanks for joining us here on KCII.
Thank you.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Curtis Brogue from Mid Prairie High School. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.